Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, it's nice to live in San Diego because, A, it's not Cleveland. Sorry to bring that up. Okay, that's just for our good friend. And B, there's no snow. I mean, there's no snow. I don't see any snow. It looks good to me. All right, in studio, we have Gary and Aaron Lewis, who are the, executive coordinating. We brought this together for San Diego so San Diego can have a good time and understand what good theater is. Directors of the San Diego Musical Theater. Is that pretty close?
That's pretty close.
That's pretty close.
That's good.
Okay, welcome to the show, by the
thank
way.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you
so
for
talk
us.
To us about San Diego Musical Theater. Most people have, ready? Zero idea what's going on. Talk to us.
That could be, because we haven't been around all that long. This is actually, our fifth season of musicals, and we are San Diego Musical Theater. We're a local, nonprofit, regional, professional musical theater company.
Wow. Okay. You've been here for 5 years, and you've got an event coming up right now, you're coming up to the 12th to the 22nd, right?
Yes.
What's coming up the 12th to the 22nd?
We are producing the musical White Christmas. We are in rehearsals right now, so it's exciting watching it all come together. And it is White Christmas, the movie, if everyone's seen the movie and love the movie, they're going to love the stage version of it. It's a stage version of the movie with Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. So it's exciting to put that on stage with the dancing and the singing and the sets and everything that goes along.
You got Bing Crosby coming to your... No.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Okay, so a lot of people are saying, let's use a couple of content points throughout because I want people to be able to access this while we're doing this. First of all, they can call, and I think the number they call is 858-560-5740.
Correct.
Is that correct? So the number, so if you're like, wait a minute, you tell me there's musical theater in San Diego? You tell me there's musical theater year-round? Mm. You tell me there's musical theater all the time and I didn't know it? It's right here in San Diego? Yes.
Yes.
That's what we're telling you, right?
That's right.
It's 858-560-5740. That's 858-560-5740. And this is if you are a person that loves theater and you just did not know, this is your intro. This is your opportunity. Also, there's a website, so I want to make sure they get that.
Yes.
It's sdmt.org. Is that
right.
correct?
The initials of San Diego Musical Theater. They can also go to sandiegomusicaltheater.com.
Okay.
But sdmt.org is fine, too.
Okay, sdmt.org
yes.
or San Diego Music Theater. But the other one is just the letters, right?
Right.
That's
right.
Easier.
Right.
For our audience.
Much shorter.
Yeah. For our audience, can you remember it? There you go. That's the key right there. All right, so here's the deal. You guys are doing White Christmas. Let's get to the real heart of things. How did you get to this place where you are doing theater in San Diego?
Yes. We're crazy people. And
yeah, they're moving in.
That's right.
They're moving into the
crazy
studio right here.
We're in San Diego. Well, Gary and I grew up in San Diego, going to theater and musical theater and so on in San Diego. And our daughter got involved in musical theater and performed throughout San Diego. So we just love music. We love the musical theater genre. And a few years ago, we noticed there's musical theater in San Diego, but not a local year-round musical theater that's all they do. So we thought, well, maybe there's a little niche for us, and we thought we'd try it out and put on our first show in a barn with Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. No. And so let's put on a show, and we did, and we just love it. We love everything about it, and it's exciting watching it grow. And White Christmas is our 15th show. At the Birch North Park Theater. So
how do you, here's a question, I don't know if anybody's ever asked you this. How do you decide, okay, we're going to do this, okay? So, I mean, you and Aaron get together, you're like, okay, we're going to create this musical theater. We're going to call it San Diego Musical Theater. We're going to do year-round theater. Okay, great, all right. And then we're going to get people to participate, great, which we'll talk about how you do that. But how do the two of you collaborate and then decide this, like you've done 15 shows.
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide what shows to do? How do you do that?
Well, I don't know if it's collaborate or clash.
What are you guys married? What are you married?
Yeah. How could you tell? I think it's kind of a gut feeling. You know, it's a gut feeling and the shows that we like. What we try to do is we try to do something that's a classic show, then we do in our season, and then a contemporary show, and then something that's maybe really family-oriented. So we can kind of get to everybody. Our next season coming up, 2014, we're doing Cats, which is it's kind of a classical show, but has a little bit of contemporary to it, too. And then we have Annie Get Your Gun, which is Irving Berlin, very classical. And then Next to Normal, which is very contemporary. So
Next to Normal. That's more my speed.
And we also
next to it, not in it.
We also want to do shows that sell tickets. People want to come see. That's the bottom line at this point when you're fairly new. So.
Yeah. No. So people come. They get tickets. Here's the deal. You call 858-560-5740. Now, I want to be sure we get that. 858. I'll slow it down for you, people, just so you can know. 560-5740. And the reason is because if you're a person that loves theater and you did not know that there was the San Diego Musical Theater, now you got it. Now you got it. See, in San Diego, there's so much stuff. I mean, there's tons of restaurants. We're still working on the Victoria sports team. We're still working on that part of it. But then there's the musical theater. People can enjoy this at any point, at any time. They can have a great time. And now you guys are doing White Christmas. The way to get information, I think this is important for the listeners, SDMT. SDMT, which of course stands for San Diego Musical Theater, SDMT.org. That's
correct.
The way to do it.
Correct.
Those are the big, see, to me, anytime you're doing radio or something like that, people go, well, that's cool. How do we get a hold? You know, it's like, because they don't know.
Right.
And usually they're not writing it down on their brain while they're trying
it's
to avoid.
It's tough when you're driving.
Yeah. You're trying to avoid the guy that's texting. Right? The guy's texting. Because everybody knows when you listen to this show, the magnets turn on for texters, and then they just surround your car. It's like how it goes. I don't know what to do about that. All right, so December 12th through 22nd. So here's a couple things that we want to do. I want to make sure that people understand that this is a full production. People are,
oh, absolutely.
You're not going in for a 30-minute show. This is a show,
this
right?
is a 30-member cast. We have a 22-piece live orchestra on stage, kind of big band look to it. It's gorgeous.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I mean, that's a big production.
It is a very big production.
How long does it take you to prep for each show? Like 3 months?
Ooh. Well, actually, you know, you start the year before picking out a show, picking your directors, setting your audition time, all of that. Once we start auditions, once we start rehearsals, it's 3 weeks of rehearsals.
Of rehearsal.
And then
how do you get a show together in 3 weeks? Is that normal? I don't know what's normal, what's abnormal. So
them with a whip. They are professional actors and performers. And they're just terrific, and they're excited. They're very excited about the production and about learning a new show. Some of the actors in this show were in it last year as well. This is our second year of doing White Christmas, so we want to make it a tradition.
Yeah,
so people want to come back and see it again.
You know, we moved into the theater a couple of days ago, and it's the sets going in. The lighting takes days and days just to get the lighting set up. The sound is going in today also, and it's pretty exciting to put it all together, and then they start rehearsing in the theater starting Friday.
Wow, that's exciting. I'm excited for you guys. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and talk to you a little more, if you don't mind. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Gary and Aaron Lewis, who are the, I would say, the executors.
Producers.
Producers. Well, see, that's the theater
producers.
Term, right?
Producers.
Producers.
Money, right?
Oh, that's executive producers.
We are very nonprofit.
Yeah, but you mean very nonprofit, but we're trying to be, right?
Yeah.
Got it. All right, and they're with San Diego Musical Theater, which is doing White Christmas December 12th through the 22nd. If you want to check it out, you can go to the website, sdmt.org, or call 858-560-5740. We're going to take a break and come back. I got a few more questions because I don't quite get theater and how people have the ability to get up and act that way. I'm moronic, but, I mean, that's easy to do live. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Calm down and call or click Carlsbad Collision Center. They can repair minor dings or major damages quickly. Any make, any model. They can also help you with your insurance claim. For your free estimate, visit carlsbadcollision.com today.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the Retirement Professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
There's no better way to celebrate the holidays than the promise of no mortgage payments. And if you've already paid off your mortgage, give yourself the gift of financial peace of mind. Hey, Mark Larson here. For years, I've been talking about the reverse mortgage, and there's no better way for me to describe this loan of opportunity than to tell you a reverse mortgage will allow you to fund your longevity. Yes, there are changes coming, but if we act today, there's no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 years or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of the Aramco Group, one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Join him for the next free dinner workshop at the beautiful Sheraton Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, December 5th at 6 p.m. Don't put this off any longer. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Did I mention that this isn't Cleveland? Okay. We have Ohio State Ron in the other room, so I just like to say that. So, you know, even though Ohio State beat Michigan. Anyway, here we are. We're talking with Gary and Aaron Lewis, who are the executive producers, financiers, coordinators, directors, suppliers, life, breath, and oxygen for the San Diego Musical Theater. That was a good way to put that.
That's pretty darn perfect.
That's right there. And they're doing a production of Erling Berlin's White Christmas, the musical, and they're doing it December 12th. Now, listen, folks, this is not complex. Okay, I think as long as I've been checking, today is the 5th of December. So December 12th, 1 week from today. And so it goes from the 12th to the 22nd of December. All you got to do is call 858-560-5740 to get more information. You might be like, well, I want to get more information. Okay, then all you got to do is call 858-560-5740 or... you can go to sdmt.org. SDMT stands for San Diego Musical Theater, and then it's the .org. It's just like, boom, there's your info. Okay. Again, thank you guys for joining us. I appreciate
this.
Thank you. All right, so here's a couple of things that I need to understand. And this is a off-reservation kind of mentality. Like, this is our agreement. Oh, you can't say something like off-reservation on your show. I just did, okay? So get over it. If you don't like it, that button, change it. All right, so here's the question. How do you get people to participate, the actors, the singers? How do you get people to get into the, I don't know, it's not really an entourage, it's really the group, right?
To be in the cast.
Yeah, how do you get people in the
audition?
Cast? Yeah, yeah. And how do you get them to audition? I mean, do you put out flyers? Yeah. Do you just say, hey, we're looking for people who think they can sing? And then they get up there and you're like, oh, Yvette, you can't sing. Sit down.
There are a few that's happened, yes.
That always happens.
Yeah,
but they want money and they get paid. So they get paid
It's
a paid gig. So what we do is we put out audition notices on the Equity website. Equity is the union of professional actors.
Okay.
So we do hire Equity performers as well as non-Equity performers. So we put audition notices out on the different websites where people automatically go and look for things like that when they're looking for a show to do. We also have our own on our website. If someone wants to audition for our shows, they can... that we have an audition list they can click on and put their name on our audition list. So whenever we have a new show come up, we just send emails out to those people.
So you already have them in a database. So
yep,
you can already then you contact them and say, hey, come do the show.
Yep.
So here's my question. I'm going here now.
You're coming to the next audition. I can tell.
As long as we can ask you anything.
Yeah, that's the one thing you don't want me is on a stage in front of people. This is bad enough. Trust me. Do you have anybody that's moved from this to just do bigger things, bigger venues? I mean,
sure.
What do you have?
Well, we've had people over the years, people that we've hired that have done Broadway. They've been on Broadway.
Oh, really?
So
oh, yeah.
Definitely.
National tours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are Equity actors. We have, way back, one of our fourth shows was Dreamgirls, and Charles Brown was in the show, and he's on Broadway in Motown right now and was nominated for a Tony Award.
Do you keep in touch with them then? That is so cool.
He started out in San Diego, is from San Diego, and there's a number of people like that and just people that we didn't know before, but we know who they are. Our daughter and son-in-law make their living in musical theater, so they know a lot of people that we've gotten to know as well. So it kind of helps us to know more people.
Like that, because it's like you're being a part of training and helping them develop their skills, and it gives them that opportunity. And it's not like, you can't go from what you're doing into a Broadway show if you don't have a professionalism that is like at the higher tier. You can't it's not like going from, an elementary play. It's like this is real stuff.
Yes. And we have a rich theater community in San Diego. We have so many great theater companies in San Diego, from the Old Globe, the Playhouse, to all the other ones that we have. So there's a lot of great actors and musical
in this area. But nobody's doing it year-round like you guys.
Well, musicals.
Right,
musicals. Several will do it during the summer.
Okay.
Or but not year-round.
Throw a musical in every so often. They'll have plays and musicals.
I gotcha. But you are musical.
Yeah.
How much fun are you guys having? Even though it's hard... You love
we wouldn't be doing it if we didn't love it. It's one of those kind of passion things that you have. We have our real job, which isn't musical theater.
What do you guys do? What's your real job?
We are Tupperware distributors here in San Diego. And so we have our offices here in San Diego, and we work out of that with our musical theater company. We've been doing Tupperware for 40 years.
Have you really? Yes. My wife cannot meet you.
We want her number.
Yeah, no.
We want her number.
I can. As soon as you walk out, I'm getting a text. Make sure to get. I know what's going to happen.
Just tell her to call that phone number you've been given, and we'll set her up.
Oh, you're not helping me.
I'm not.
You're supposed to be helping me here.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
Well, we're helping the theater.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're making my wallet so much thinner. It's like, yeah. Okay. All
so
right.
We have our full time job, and we found out another full time job with musical theater.
You have to do this kind of full time though. Don't you?
Absolutely.
Do you guys ever sleep?
Not much. Can't you tell?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, wow.
That's why we're glad this is not on television, that it's radio. So,
I don't have a face for television. I don't have a face for radio. Are you kidding me? But we have concepts, and that's the idea.
There you go.
All right. So here we've got San Diego Musical Theater, Irving Berlin's White Christmas, the musical, December 12th through the 22nd. And so what you want to do is you want to call 858-560-5740. That's 858-560-5740. You can also go to sdmt.org. That's SDMT, standing for San Diego Musical Theater, SDMT.org. Get more information. Listen, if you have not gone to a musical in years, okay, or even in many moons, I don't care how if it's years or months, and you're like, you know, I just haven't had a chance to do that for such a long time. What an excellent opportunity, an open door for you to enjoy what your city, provides. And it provides an opportunity for you to enjoy theater. It gives you the opportunity to, you can go to not just to the musical theater. You can probably get some food. You can just, you know, have a nice evening. What a great, great time. Don't miss. Don't go through the whole thing and go, I did everything so I could pay my bills. Yeah, do me a favor. Enjoy life a little. Okay, enjoy it a little. You know, S.E. Rykoff had the best line. Enjoy life. Eat out more often. That's a great line that is.
There's great restaurants right around the theater.
Oh, that's just so awesome. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys did a great job. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be moving on. We've got I've got the DDD about giving that's going to kind of tweak your mind a little. Don't get mad at me. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Hi, this is Sister Tricia Cruz, president of Father Joe's Villages. Hear that? That's the sound of time running out on your chance to make a tax-deductible donation before the end of the year. Your donation is not only a great tax write-off, but an investment in the future of San Diego, from children and families to adults and veterans. We accept cash, stocks, gold, cars, and furniture. But the clock is ticking, so don't forget us. Donate at 1-888-FATHER-JOE or neighbor.org.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain level while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth. And anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Howdy ho! Whoa! Wow, we got a lot of stuff going on here. Man, oh man, oh man. Okay, folks, I've got a DDD that I've been hanging on to. Oh, I got to do this one. All right, get ready. Get ready. You ready? Are you ready for this? Are you guys ready? I hope you're ready. We're going to do a DDD on the prodigal brother. Da, 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 da. That's a music I just made up. Okay. Luke chapter 15, verse 25 through 32. Folks, we're going to do a DDD on the prodigal brother. You said prodigal son, right, Dave? No. We're going to do it on the prodigal brother. You said prodigal dad, right, Dave? No. No, I didn't. I said the prodigal brother, and I want to change your thinking in every possible realm. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the prodigal brother. Why don't you, I got that to IM. Why don't you have him call back at the end of this segment, beginning of the next segment. Okay, let's do that. Luke chapter 15, verse 25 through 32. This is the DDD on the prodigal brother. On the prodigal brother? Yes. Listen to this. You know the story, but I want to key in on the main point. Ready? Now his older son was in the field. This is after we go through the whole story on the prodigal. And as he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he summoned one of the servants and asked what these things meant. Your brother is here, he told him, and your father has slaughtered the fatted calf because he has him back safe and sound. Then he became angry and didn't want to go in. So his father came out and pleaded with him, but he replied to his father, look, I've been slaving many years for you, and I've never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came who has devoured your assets with prostitutes, you slaughtered the fatted calf for him. Son, he said to him, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and he's alive again. He was lost and now he's found. What a story. Yeah, you've heard this story how many times, right? You hear about the story about the prodigal father and the prodigal son. But this is the aspect on the prodigal brother who comes back in and he's like, what's going on? What's all the noise? And then what happens? Somebody tells him what's going on, and what does he do? Verse 28, he becomes angry, and he doesn't want to go in. And his dad comes out, and they have a little conversation. And he's like, look, dad, the other kid, your other child, the other one, didn't follow the norm. Didn't follow the rules, didn't follow the traditions of the family. He didn't do it the way I'm doing it, Dad. He didn't do it the way that the normal people do it. He didn't follow the rules. He didn't do the tradition, Dad. And here you are having a great time with him, and you're having this celebration with him, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. I've been doing everything right, and look what he's doing. He breaks the rules. He spends the assets with prostitutes, and he comes back, and you're having a party. So the prodigal brother was angry, and he didn't want to go in and get any part of this celebration. He didn't want to be any part of this. And the reason that he didn't want, there's twofold reason. But one of the main reasons is because this prodigal son was living a wasteful life. And the kid's feeling like he's being rewarded. He's being rewarded. And there's people who walk in Christianity today. And they look at their lives and how they've really tried to pursue the Lord and do a good job. And somebody who's been a mess up from day one comes along and the Lord touches them and the Lord heals them and the Lord blesses him. And without speaking the words out loud, they think, that doesn't seem fair. I have to go through so much. But that's the wrong spirit for us to have, isn't it? And listen, for those of you that don't know what really took place, did you see verse 30? Did you see verse 30 in this? But when this son of yours came who has devoured the assets with prostitutes, you slaughtered the fatted calf for him. Don't you know what the fatted calf represents to the prodigal brother? Revenue. It represents money. The fatted calf was the single greatest asset that the father and the prodigal brother had, and the father slaughtered it, and they ate it, thereby consuming revenue that that brother was counting on. You're like, well, how can you say that? Because the brother knew by following the rules that he was going to inherit what his dad had created in wealth by participating with his dad. But the father took the number one asset and destroyed it for celebration's sake. That brother knew loss of revenue, loss of my estate, loss of my inheritance for a guy that went out and was just spending assets on prostitutes. He wasn't happy. But the father said something interesting, and I want you to catch this. The father said, we had to celebrate. You see, the older brother was missing the priority. The priority wasn't just following the norm, just following the rules, just following the traditions. That was not the priority. The priority was the salvation of the prodigal son. And the brother was so caught up in following how it was supposed to be, so caught up in how it should have been, that he was missing the greater picture, the redemption of his own brother. And his bad attitude caused him to miss the party. So here's the big unspoken lesson from the prodigal brother. Don't miss the party because of a bad attitude. Don't miss the celebration because you don't understand what the father is doing, or because I think the father should do it differently. Let's not miss the joy because we feel it should be done our way. Let's let the father be the father and just enjoy that which he's created for us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, there's just so much more stuff going on, I can't even keep up myself.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know that my calling is to do financial plans for my listeners and clients. The unfortunate truth is that 80% of Americans don't have a plan or a strategy for their retirement that helps to put together all the pieces of their puzzle. That includes their retirement plans through work, Social Security benefits, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, pension plans, and whatever else you might have. What I can offer is the chance to take all those pieces of your financial life and put them together into a strategy that can show you exactly what your retirement income might look like. And of course, we can then talk about ways to improve that picture and reduce your income taxes during your retirement years. It's a plan that other advisors charge up to $2,500 for, and I offer this as an absolutely free service. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, helping to minimize my clients' taxes for 33 years. 800-727-PLAN.
Kevin Davis, and on the line with me, I've got my friend Tracy from Monte Vista Village. So many things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. Hi. This time of year, the residents of Monte Vista are gearing up for all the festivities of the holidays. And we have our first party of December on Tuesday the 3rd from 2 to 4. We'll be celebrating holiday tastes of the world. Remember when December meant baking those special cookies and delights you gave to your neighbors? Well, come and join us and regain that exciting feeling of the holidays and sample treats people from all around the world enjoy this time of year. If you haven't had a chance to visit us yet and see what I've been talking about all these months, this is a fun event to join in on. Remember the spirit of the holidays with us and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village. For reservations, please call us at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number for Monte Vista Village is 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers.
diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ-sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
My dad's in prison, and I haven't seen him in a long time.
Mine too, and at Christmas, I miss him most.
Here's Jim Liske of Prison Fellowship to explain how, for just $73.50, you can help reach 6 hurting children.
Christmas is an especially tough time for kids with a mom or dad in prison. And that's why Angel Tree is a wonderful, God-given opportunity to break through all that pain and make an eternal difference.
Call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Your gift of $73.50 can help send Angel Tree gifts and the gospel to 6 children. To say thank you, we'll send you a 2013 Angel Tree keepsake ornament for your tree and the inspirational book, Hope. That's 1-855-50-ANGEL.
Why should these kids suffer because of the mistakes of their mom or dad? Please call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Be as generous as you can.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. 20 years of experience. Hey, you know, 20 years of experience, that's a long time, isn't it? 20 years? I haven't done...
It's 2 decades worth.
Wow. 2 decades worth. That is a long time. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, which is the Better Business Bureau. Remember, if you're not an active member in the BBB, there you go. Licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Testimonials from people just like you. Here's what I love the most about Excalibur Roofing. Every job they do it as unto the Lord. New roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. Call 760-743-8803. That's 760-760-760. You know, it's Zix. Is like 6, only it's with a Z. Did you know that? I don't know if you knew that. 760. Enunciation, Dave. It's great for radio. 743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. Check out the website. Figure out the information they've got there. They've got some really good information on the website. All estimates are free. And the bottom line is these are people I trust fully, wholly, entirely. And Eric will be on the show tomorrow, unless that last text I got says that the Lord has sent him to Mars. So if he's not going to Mars, we'll see him tomorrow at 3. Okay? Okay. Okay? Okay. All right. So connecting, now we don't often connect news often. We don't often connect news with a DDD. Because typically we'll just do a DDD and then we'll do news. We'll do a news clip or this, that, whatever. We kind of split it up. We kind of do it differently, so on and so forth. Here is the dealios today, though. We did the thing where we talked about San Francisco wanting butterflies to be respected like animals. Of course, we talked about the insect union going, no, 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 no. We talked about climate change being spread apparently it's spreading disease without people. I don't know how it does that. And then we talked about the fact that people are soiling green. See, that's... For those of you that are so young, you don't get that joke. Can't help you. Here's the next thing I want to talk about, because the DDD that I have for today is a very, very important one, and it has to do with this. It's not an appeal for money. It's an appeal for godly givers based on the Bible and the DDD. But before I get to that, I want to connect in this little piece of news, which does bother me. Now, most people know, and a robo producer can verify this. I do not object to the idea of health care for people. This is not a personal objection that I have. But I'm not happy with what we're seeing manifest right now, the manifestation of what's been called the Obamacare, the Affordable Health Act or Care Act or whatever it's called. It's like it just seems like it's poorly done. OK, because you don't spend $395 for a toilet, do you? $179 for a hammer, do you? No, you don't. But so the implementation has not been really good. But I don't object to the idea that people have health insurance. I never have. And nobody really objects to that part of it. And tomorrow we're going to talk about one of the most bizarre stories in the world when somebody is now speaking for God on the newscast. Somebody is actually giving God's reference point. Not scripture, just God's reference point. We'll talk about that tomorrow. That's kind of a different idea. Anyway, I think what bothers me, though, is that because the subject is so difficult politically, the administration right now has changed the subject from the Affordable Care Act to the rich-poor gap. Okay? I mean, they've changed the subject because they don't want to talk about the website because the website doesn't work. Even though there were two experts on television yesterday, let me just tell you this. Both of these guys are security experts on websites. They said this site, and these are guys that the government hires to break into sites to test the security, they both said should have run about $10 million. It's like, I've been saying it should have been about $50 million. I was only $40 million off. And so they're like, yeah, it should have been about $10 million. I mean, it's from all the work they've done in the last 25 years. Like, really? Wow. I mean, that just makes you. But what's going on is the argument is being changed about the difference between the rich and the poor. And here's what bothers me about this. Do you know how they talk about the argument between the rich and the poor and there shouldn't be this big gap? That's a lie. I know you can say whatever you want. The Bible teaches that is not correct. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, you can't believe that. There's two reasons why you can't believe that. Number one, Jesus said the poor you will always have with you. Not you will eradicate the poor. That's never in the book. That's only in the book when you get involved in either the millennium concept of a kingdom or heaven. Or the new heavens and new earth. Not here. Not the old one. Not the bandaged one. And also, Revelation chapter 5, verse 15, take a moment and read Revelation 5, 15. You'll see that one of the different viewpoints of the end of the world shows the rich and the poor at the end of the world. Rich and poor. You're not going to eliminate rich and poor. Not going to happen. You're not going to change it. It's going to be that way. There's going to be rich and there's going to be poor, and it's going to be that way until the end of the age. And if you don't like it, then throw your Bible out. If you don't want to respect the word of God, just throw it away. Don't use it. But here's what I want to talk about that leads into that. And that's this portion in Luke 21, that's 21, 1 through 4. Luke 21, 1 through 4. And listen to this. And I'm going to take, and maybe I might take an extra minute here, if that's all right, and then just do this DDD real quickly. Listen to this, what it says. Jesus looked up and saw the rich dropping their offerings into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow dropping in two tiny coins. I tell you the truth, Jesus said, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For all these people have put in gifts out of their surplus, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all that she had to live on. Have you ever heard this story? Has this ever come? Have you ever heard a preacher preach on this before? So you've heard this, right? Here's what you got. The rich and the poor, Jesus talks about. And scripture teaches us that it will be this way to the end of the age. There will be rich and there will be poor. Get over it. That's how it's going to be. But here's what Jesus said, and it's very important. He said that the widow woman has put in more. Question, did she put in more money? No, he's not talking about the dollar amount. Jesus is talking about the fact that if a billionaire gives $1 million, that is not the definition of generosity according to God. Why? Because they're giving it out of their surplus. It's what they had to spare. It's the extra. But when the woman gave, she gave out of everything she had. She didn't give out of her surplus. She gave from where she was at. This DDD is a call for godly givers, not for you to give to God out of your surplus, because Jesus is not impressed with that. God is not impressed with you giving leftovers. Oh, well, I got $1 billion. I can give $100,000. Congratulations. You have $1 billion. Is that $100,000 going to hurt you? No, but it's so generous. It's such a high amount. That woman who put in those two coins put in more. Out of her poverty, she put in there. Can I tell you a story? Can I tell you this great, great story? There were these guys and these people, and they all got to heaven. And it's one of those jokey stories, but it's a good illustration. And they're driving around in a nice golf cart, and they're going, and it's these pastors. And they're driving around, and they drop this one pastor off at his house, and he's got a very nice house with a white picket fence. And then they go to the next house, and it's a very nice house. It's another pastor. He's a pastor with a stone front yard, nicely landscaped. Finally, you get to this last pastor, and he gets in there, and he's got a very nice condominium, and it's got a pool and a tennis court. And he looks up on the mountain, and he notices this enormous house, bigger than any other house there. And he goes to his guide, "Whose house is that?" And the guide goes, "Oh, that's the widow woman's house." Yeah, because she gave everything she had out of what she had. Is that a great story or what? No, it's not biblical, but the illustration is powerful. We can't wait for the proper station in life to start being givers as Christians. You can't wait for, as soon as I pay this bill and get this done and get to this place, then I'll give. You can't do that, man. That's not godly giving. That's giving out a surplus. We got to give out of what we have. And even if you only give a dollar, man, just learn to give. Even if it starts with a quarter, learn to give. Be a giver in whatever the Lord leads you to, in whatever capacity. I don't care. But be a giver, and don't be one that says, "I give out of my surplus. Here's $100,000. Oh, but I have $1 billion in the bank." That's not impressive to anybody, especially God, who gave the very best to us in giving us his son, Jesus Christ. Got it? Cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, it's a little R&B time. That'll be fun.
The best things in life are free, but you can keep them for the birds and bees. Now give me more.
Is this guy the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise 1210 a.m. KPRZ?
Calm down and call or click Carlsbad Collision Center. They can repair minor dings or major damages quickly. Any make, any model. They can also help you with your insurance claim. For your free estimate, visit carlsbadcollision.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who will be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no. She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now. Please.
888-676-5700, 888-676-5700, or go to kprz.com.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Woo, doggy. All right, if you want to reach us, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go. Okay. All right, here we go. I have in the studio right now. He's not mic'd up, but I have Thor sitting in the studio. We're doing pictures after. What do you think of that, Robo Producer? You like that?
I can guarantee you there's no other radio station in San Diego that has Thor in their studio or will have Thor in their studio.
He's got a hammer. He's got a hammer right here. It's like, this is not if That's I had a hammer, stuff. A hammer in the morning. It's a Thor hammer.
By the way, Thor, I love your movie.
Okay, good movie, by the way. Part two is good, too. Okay, I haven't seen that one, but I know it is. All right, Rocky and Bullwinkle, my friend. I need R&B.
I could have used a little more cowbell.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Nice job right there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you got a chance or you had a chance to look at the Facebook post today, I had the chance to write down a passage in Isaiah and then make a comment on it. Here is the post that we put. Listen to this. Now, this is something I want you to think about. We just talked about the other day how that we don't know what's coming in 2014. And some of us are going into 2014, and too many of us are like, I'm going to survive another year. Will you please stop saying that? Will you please start saying, hey, there's something that the Lord wants to do, great things that are coming up in 2014. Let's have that kind of spirit, that kind of attitude, that kind of expectation. Hey, I have an idea. Let's be Christians who are expectant. Oh, what a thought that is. Remember the church in Acts chapter 12? Do you remember the church prayed for Peter to be delivered from prison? He prayed for Peter to be delivered from prison. The Lord set Peter free. Peter went knocking on the door. And you know what the church did when he knocked on the door? They didn't believe it was him. That's a really good level of expectation. We're going to pray that Peter's set free. Peter gets set free. They didn't believe it. Okay. See, we got to change that mindset. So let's just talk real quickly about what we're going to talk about today. And that's this. Listen to this verse in Isaiah. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Now listen to that. Listen to what the Lord's saying. See, I'm doing a new thing. And it's springing up. It's coming to life. Do you not perceive it? There's times where you and I, we get just a little too dull or a little too complacent in our survival faith. So the post on the Facebook post said this. What is the Lord doing in our lives that is new? Do we see it? And that's the challenge. Do we see that the Lord is doing? You think, well, the Lord, he's not doing anything new. Maybe you should read Revelation chapter 21, verse 5, where it says, behold, I make all things new. God is not a God of old. old. Old is like old. Do you ever have old food and not have it heated up? Or anything? New. You like new food. Well, look it. The Lord is doing a new thing in your life. He's going to be doing a new thing. And if you kind of sync with the Lord and have a good relationship with the Lord, you have no idea what 2014 will bring. What if it brings the best spiritual growth you've ever had in your life? We should be kind of prepped for that, thinking about that. What is the Lord doing in our lives that is new? And do we see it? Are we even looking? Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm trying to talk about. What I'm trying to talk about is to get ourselves out of this complacent survival faith. I'm not looking for you to win the lotto, although if you do, that's great. Okay. What I'm looking for is for you and I and everybody around us who call on the name of the Lord to get one step closer in 2014. Because that is great. That is powerful. And that is life. What is the Lord doing in our lives that is new? Do we see it? Here's the scripture. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Lord, help us to see it. Help us to perceive it. Help us to walk hand in hand with you. And for those who are in the boat like Peter was and just need a little push to get out and take the step on the water, get out of the boat and walk to Jesus. How can that be wrong? I don't care what your eschatology is. I don't care what your soteriology is. I don't care what your ecclesiology is. Get closer to Jesus. That is what we care about. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. I didn't get a chance to get Jeff, the phone caller, back in. Jeff, make sure to call tomorrow in the beginning before we get Eric on. We're going to take a 22-hour break, come back, and do the insanity again. The insanity is spoonanity. We'll see you in 22.